local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Which is brought to you today by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 20th of December, 21 degrees, a wind chill at 10 on this Tuesday morning. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Connie Cahoon, Executive Director of SOS. Connie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you all this morning?
We're doing well. How's your holiday period setting up? Let me ask you that.
I'm sorry, I'm having cell phone problems this morning.
I was just asking how your holidays are setting up.
Oh, very, very well. I just had a granddaughter get married, and so it's a Christmas wedding, and so now I'm ready for the real Christmas. And, you know, we have been kind of celebrating here for a couple weeks. We've been getting gifts in for our families, and it just absolutely puts you in the Christmas spirit when you see that giving, that wonderful feeling, and that you get feeling like you're getting warm hugs all day long.
Well, you should be, because we are in the SOS building here, and we get to see firsthand all of the stuff that is coming in that is donated to SOS families. And the SOS worker bees, Connie, have been buzzing around furiously here past couple of weeks, haven't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have a team that is helping us set up the adoption when people call in, to make sure that each of our families get adopted, you know. And I think this is, people don't realize that this is hard for our families too. They've been through such trauma, and then to even think about Christmas is hard. And then you turn around and, you know, our advocates will say, you know, let us have someone adopt your family, and they're like, oh no, you know, we'll be okay. And then the advocate explains that no, you know, sometimes it's hard to receive that blessing, but you absolutely deserve it, and people are more than willing to help. And we had a family just say that it's something that they'll never, ever forget, that, you know, they realize how important that was, and that when they're going through the hardest time in their life, that people stepped in and helped. It was just really remarkable for families.
Connie, let me just ask you this, because you've been SOS's director here for several years now. How rewarding is the family period? How trying is it, specifically given the types of situations that you're dealing with people in crisis? But how rewarding is it to see those clients getting the help and the community supporting those efforts that you have?
Oh, it's just incredible. I mean, every year you wonder, okay, wow, we have a lot of, you know, we have 128 people. Oh my gosh, do you think we'll be able to get them adopted this year? You know, and then I have people reaching out to me and going, and we get them adopted. And I have other people reaching out to me and say, what can I do? What do you need? Okay, I need wrapping paper. And I mean, people are shipping us, you know, it's putting in an Amazon order and shipping us wrapping paper, or we need some money so we can buy gift cards for the family so that we know that they have a Christmas dinner too. So they're sending us money so we can make sure that that happens. Or they're sending us money to fill in, or they're giving us toys to help fill in. It's just really absolutely incredible.
Well, and another feel good and something that we've been doing for many years, courtesy of Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal, is Carrie's Christmas for Kids. And it is that time once again. We're just about to the end, as we'll be drawing our winner coming up on Friday at 2 p.m. at Carrie's Diamonds, but there is still time to make a donation and your chance to win a 0.88 carat total weight diamond ring set in 14 carat yellow white gold valued at $4,500. So a donation of $5 gets you one chance, $20 gives you five chances to win this beautiful ring, and all the proceeds, 100%. The proceeds will go to SOS. And what will this money be used for, Connie?
This is wonderful, because this does help us fill in. So sometimes we take a little bit of SOS money to get those gift cards ahead of time. So it will help us pay us back. So it actually helps those families with some food for Christmas. It helps us fill in where needed. And then it also helps us year round. You know, if we have anything left over, then we buy gift cards. And so we'll have, somebody comes in on December 3rd and their child needs something, or a sexual assault happens and they have to take all of their clothes. So we have these gift cards to be able to fill in all those little needs, you know, for kids or families, you know, to make sure that mama has diapers or formula for a kiddo. And that will last us quite a while, and it just makes Christmas continue on for us and for our families.
And not only that, but not only meeting the immediate needs for them, but also getting them, you know, in a really good stead, or at least a much better stead here for the start of the upcoming year. And January typically can be a pretty stressful time. We talk about the holidays, but the post-holidays can be just as stressful.
Almost as, and it's hard to say if they're worse. It just depends on the situation in the family, you know. You might have a great Christmas, but then all of a sudden you don't have enough money to pay your light bill, or you can't feed your family, or you all of a sudden you find yourself in a position where you think life is great through Christmas, and all of a sudden your child discloses to a teacher that they have been abused, and because a lot of times they don't want to tell their parents, or sometimes their parents are the abusers, and they don't want their parents to have, if their parent is the non-abuser, basically, and they don't want their parents to hurt if they're hurting. And parents will hurt if their kiddos are hurting. So they won't disclose. And so then all of a sudden after Christmas, you have this family in this devastating situation and need all kinds of help. It's just, we're able to do that. And because of the kindness of so very, very many people, you know, Carrie is just the epitome of that when she designs this wonderful ring and then donates it so that we can have funds. And it's just incredible what we get from that as well.
Connie, what's the need been like? The traffic has been, I mean, as far as the number of folks you're seeing through the holiday season, is the need great? How does it compare to years past?
You know, honestly, our numbers are down a little bit, and that concerns us because we feel like people aren't coming forward. National numbers are down because after COVID we've seen. So we're trying to get our pulse on what exactly is happening. I think people are starting to cover it up again and forget about the services that they could receive. So we will be working extra hard this next year, making sure we're getting the word out and making sure people understand that our services are free and confidential. And, you know, we're here to help you and empower you. We're not here to tell you what to do. We will help you find resources, but you are in the driver's seat, and we will do everything we can to help you overcome the egregious crimes that have been committed against you.
Is that even now in this day and age, is that kind of the big reason why people don't step forward? Is the fact that they, you know, feel like they're being a burden, or that their situation is essentially too far gone?
Yes, I think so. I remember clear back in the day when I was abused, it was embarrassing. I didn't want anybody to know. I felt like it was my fault. And so when you're feeling all of those things, it's hard to let anyone in and let anyone know what's happening to you. You know, and I think about the kiddos that this is happening to, too. You know, I mean, it's just very hard for anybody to step forward and say, this has happened to me. You know, it's a very lot to put on their plate, and yet we know, helping people, that once people start entering your lives and helping you, it can really turn everything around for you. Even though, you know, we can't change what's happened to you, we can show you the love and the consideration and help you get through it and make a gigantic difference in your life. We have people coming back years later and saying, SOS was there for me, SOS was there for me. You know, my advocate sent me inspirational quotes just when I needed it. This family member stepped up and provided a coat for my child right in the middle of winter, you know, those kind of things. And those stories last forever, but we want those stories to be heard by everybody so they're not afraid to come to SOS and let us see what we can do for them.
Carrie's Christmas for Kids to benefit SOS is going on through the end of this week, so drop by Carrie's at 1015 Industrial, make your donation, and your chance to win that 0.88 carat total weight diamond ring set in 14 carat yellow and white gold, valued at $4,500. And we'll be with Carrie, and I believe, Connie, you'll be with us Friday afternoon at 2?
You bet.
Great.
Yeah, that's such a fun time of year. Absolutely. It's fun to see the winter come in, and everybody's just so excited, and it's a wonderful time.
Yeah, 1015 Industrial. So get down to Carrie's, make your donation. You could win that beautiful ring, but you're helping out many served by SOS. Connie, thanks for all you do. Merry Christmas, and thanks for your time this morning.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and a great big thanks, and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Connie.
Take care.
Connie Kuhn, Executive Director of SOS. It is Carrie's Christmas for Kids to benefit SOS, going on through the end of this week. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, the only one we have available right now happens to be Friday.